This is the Boston Red Sox news feed on CLNS. Today is Tuesday, July 30th, 2019. This is Garrett Bamplis reporting for CLNS Media, the leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. Now that the Red Sox season is underway and Boston is on its quest for another World Series crown, are you dying to feel part of the action and don't know where to start? Well, there's only one place to get a share in the wins with the Sox. Just grab the odds and allow the experts at betonline.ag to do the heavy lifting for you. Sports, live betting, virtual casino, you name it. Betonline.ag is CLNS Media's preferred online sportsbook. If you're feeling lucky and you'd like to support our podcast, go to clnsmedia.com/soxnews and use our promo code CLNS50 for that 50% sign-up bonus. That's CLNS50 at betonline.ag. Go online or use your mobile phone to sign up today and try in-game live betting where you can participate with all the action on every play. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. If someone told me last week that the Red Sox were going to take 3 out of 4 from the Yankees, I wouldn't have believed them. My prediction was 2 games at best. Split the series and then build from it. The fact that Boston came 4 runs away from sweeping New York really caught my attention. On the schedule, this road trip was the telltale sign. Would the Beantown boys become sellers, knowing very well that they dug a hole too deep to get out of? Or would they make a final push as buyers that see a light in the distance? It's a faint one, but after this past weekend, there's a light nonetheless. To keep moving towards it, Dombrowski is going to need to make an addition. Depending on the price tag, either side of the rotation could use a boost. There's no more time to skirt around the obvious downer that Chris Sale just hasn't been himself this season. Andrew Cashman was recruited to take the pressure off the bullpen, which he's done so far, but if the ace can't stay healthy, that ruins the entire plan. With the Bronx Bombers also on the market for a starting pitcher, though, it's not looking too pretty. As for the pen, a recent prospect emerged as the front runner for the Red Sox. His name? Edwin Diaz. The New York Mets closer is having a rough time in the city, gathering an ERA just barely under 5 with less than half the saves he compiled by the end of last year. The thing is, he's proven before that he can be elite and also has a valuable contract that keeps him off the free agent market until 2023. Bobby Dalbec, Tristan Casas, and even Michael Chavis are rumored to be on the trading block. I've been saying it for weeks now, to be seen as a contender, you need to make moves like a contender. And then you have to follow up those moves by winning. A single day remains until the trade deadline is upon us, and there's no more waiting time. It's now or never to make a decision. So while that delicate topic dominates the world of baseball, there is still a game to be played tonight. David Price will hit the mound for Boston after a tough luck loss the last time around, giving up just 3 runs over 6 innings of work. Charlie Morton will be his opposition. The 35-year-old righty is 5-1 with a 3.86 ERA in his lifetime against the Sox. Tune in at 7:10 to watch the ensuing battle. Be sure to also follow CLNS on Twitter at CLNS Media and our Red Sox account for all the latest news and updates at Red Sox CLNS. Don't forget to subscribe to the Red Sox news feed both on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the CLNS Media Network mobile podcast app. This has been Garrett Bamplis for the Boston Red Sox news feed.